The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Had he not sent his son to pay a price for you and I? My brothers and sisters, there are times in our life, there are things that are part of our self-centeredness that get cranky, that get gripey, and sometimes get wimpy. How can we be like Christ when we are cranky and gripey? I don't believe Jesus had any of those adjectives associated with him. The only time I saw Jesus angry was at a tree that didn't bear fruit and folks in the temple doing stuff they shouldn't have done. Jesus had a personality that drew men to his word, and his manner allowed people to come to him, even little children. There was something so powerful about Jesus, even babies came to him. You know why he hung around children so much? Because they had not developed an attitude of hatred. You have to learn how to hate. It is not inherited. It is something that's taught. We learn how to war and to fight with one another. That ain't inherited. Jesus was close to children because they hadn't learned anything but who he was. But when people start developing their own philosophy, their own opinion, and their own theologies, then things change. And the world is in a situation today because we develop our own philosophy and our opinions, and it ain't got nothing to do with what God says. Because whenever we want to violate God's rules and regulation, we take God's word and we lower it. And when we lower the rules, it allows us to do exactly what we want to do. There's self again. My brothers and sisters, in developing a Christ-likeness, we are told in Romans 8:29 that God has predestined believers to be conformed to his image of his son. We are to be conformed to the image of his son. God's purpose for believers is that they would be shaped and transformed to reflect the likeness of his son. This transformation is both an ongoing process and a divine promise made possible by the Holy Spirit. It involves a deeper inner change of direction, of desires, of values, and action, moving away from self-centeredness towards the pattern, a life pattern after Christ. 1 John 3 and 2 says, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Beloved, he's talking to you. Now is present tense. We are children of God. We are all children of God because we are created in his image and likeness. And it has not yet been revealed. It has not yet been seen what we shall be. I don't know what I'm going to be like when I'm sanctified when Christ come, and we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. It has not yet been revealed what we shall be like, but we know that when he comes, he is revealed. We shall be like him. Now you know why you've been predestined to look just like Christ. I can't look like him the way I am, because the stuff that I carry don't even resemble what we shall be like. Our bodies one day will be like Jesus. Here is why. The Lord God will change our bodies that is made and fashioned like in his glorious Son. And we shall be conformed to the image of his Son. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. As believers, one day we shall be like him. The body of believers will undergo a radical change, as the Lord's body was radically changed after the resurrection when Mary saw him and did not recognize him. We shall be changed in a moment, and a twinkling of an eye. And here's why. When we see him, our bodies will not be corruptible, but incorruptible. Corruptible means our earthly body ages, deteriorates, dies, and decays. But incorruptible means never ages, never dies, never deteriorates. The body, our body, will be transformed and will never perish. For our earthly body is buried in weakness, but our resurrected body is raised in power. Right. You miss your shout. It will be a perfect body, never subject to disease, Brother Gaines. Right now, my back, my arthritis, my bad knee, my high blood pressure, oh, we got a lot of stuff. That's stuff that we put in us that causes the physical body to deteriorate. Oh, that cake sound good, but it ain't good for you. Sugar ain't never been good. Let me tell you why. Let me get on something. I'm going to get back to my message. You know, sugar ferments everything. You can take a peach, put sugar on it, put it in a corner, and it becomes what? Alcohol. You can have peach alcohol. A grape, if you put sugar on it, you ferment it, fermentation will turn it into wine. Sugar. You know, when a baby is first given sugar, you know what they do? They get a buzz. Yeah. When I first gave Jason some peaches, he got a buzz. Sugar will give you a buzz. That's why we like it, but sugar ain't good for us. That's why my suit is tight. It's Bluebell. That's the sugar. So somebody just got on me. Let me get back. Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. It is an invitation to a life of sacrifice where the old self is set aside so that the mortal may be clothed in the life of the Spirit. Through this daily laying down of self, believers are shaped more deeply into the likeness of Christ, preparing our hearts and our lives for the fulfillment of the resurrection glory. We're headed towards that. Christ's likeness is not achieved overnight, nor is it pursued in isolation. Romans 12 and 2 state, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do not be conformed to the world. Stop hanging out in the world. This world is not our friend. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. As I close, if we are to develop a Christ likeness, let us remember that our rebirth is both a gift and a journey. I ain't always been who I am. I ain't always been spiritually excited about the Lord. As a matter of fact, I worked for Procter & Gamble for 30 years, and I only gave $25. I made $30,000 a year, but I only gave $25. But when I became changed, when I understood the concept, when I understood what the Lord has blessed me with throughout my life, the transformation took place. The Holy Spirit transforms us, the renewing of our mind. We don't act the same when you've been baptized and born again. You don't talk the same. You don't look the same. People that used to hang out with you, they don't want to hang out with you because your language and their language ain't the same. My brothers and sisters, if we are to be Christ-like, let us remember that our rebirth is both a gift and a journey. It is the work of grace, God's unmerited favor, God's inexhaustible supply of goodness, or God's redemption at Christ's expense. It is the work of grace, a process that unfolds through prayer, persistent, pray and keep on praying, and fellowship. The reason you are here is because of a fellowship relationship. The reason we have a congregation is because we come together as a body of believers. The church is not a building, but the church is inside the building. So Jesus was preparing his disciple for the building of his church. My brothers and sisters, we learn or we lean not on our own strength, but on the Lord who renews us day by day, shaping us through every trial and triumph. As we, as brothers and sisters, yield to the godly renewal, we become living testimony. You've got to be different when you're Christ-like. Godly testimony, living testimonies to God's faithfulness, shining as light in the world, longing for hope and redemption. When you think about what God has done in your life and through your life, you're excited and you share with people, I was once lost. I was once blind. I didn't know my way, but thank God for his grace and his mercy. And we all need mercy. Because Jesus went to the cross and he said, Father, forgive them, because they don't even know what they're doing. And what Jesus was doing was past, present, and future. And what God is up to is not trying to judge us. God is trying to save us. The same God that said, let there be, is the same God that sent his son to come into a world in which he created, a world that he gave man dominion and power over, a world that he said, I'm going to send my son to redeem, to purchase man back so that man would have a right to the tree of life. And we wrestle and we fuss and we fight with one another. And the Lord says, I'm trying to get you out of that stuff. If you just approach me like little children, little children love each other until somebody tell them they don't look like each other. And the fight began. Your color is not like mine. Your hair. Well, Jesus came into this world and they crucified him. Jesus came into this world. He said, I came to my own, and my own received me not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. And when you stop looking at yourself and start looking at Jesus, then we will all get that Christ-likeness in our life. The doors of the church open. There's one today.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now, back